Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast. This is season 4, episode 12, and I'm Sonia Lin, your host, a master breathwork practitioner, pranayama teacher, facilitator, and spiritual mentor and wedding officiant. And today we're going to explore the timeless wisdom for modern living. I'm diving into a topic that may seem counterintuitive in this fast-paced world of the West, the art of doing less to achieve more. So in a society that glorifies this busyness, this hustle and productivity through achievements, the idea for many of doing less can feel almost sacrilegious. However, there's a profound wisdom in embracing simplicity and focusing on what truly matters. And it's about quality over quantity, right? It's the, I have this hanging in my house. I can't think of if it's, I'm drawing a blank as to who the author of this quote is, but it's not about the years in the life, but the life in the years. And so I wasn't really prepared to share who has that quote, but there's just this awareness, bringing awareness of this depth over breath. And this mindfulness really just meaning awareness and consciousness over each moment in each action, rather than being unconscious and unaware just through this old default ways or programming through other values and belief systems that were adopted to trust that intuitive wisdom within on what feels aligned. And that can start with tuning into your own values. You know, are they fear-based? Are they, you know, unconscious, or are they conscious values that you're walking the talk with? And it can start with just, again, recognizing, being aware, bringing to surface what your values are. Are they values that you've been born into and adopted, or are they your true values that feel like you want to? Because this is what drives us and makes us tick, our values. And they shift in time. Once we can bring some awareness to, you know, whose values are you living true to? So, you know, how can doing less actually lead to achieving more? So let's just talk about a few key insights that it's, you know, by doing less, it allows us to prioritize, to focus, to have this clarity first on the intention. Why are we doing what we're doing? And is it true with our values? You know, when we spread ourselves too thin by, you know, saying yes, not pausing first, trying to do everything at once, then it can end up accomplishing very little of real significance. So this, you know, focusing on in this one thing, by paring down, you know, commitments and activities, then, you know, we can concentrate our energy on the things that truly align with our values and our goals or intentions. So, you know, often if it's just scattered or there's too many things, can feel like it's not, you know, moving forward. It's this consistency, that this one thing, and feeling safe, you know, coming to the breath, reminding your body, like, it's safe to whatever it is you're doing is the most important thing. And following the breath takes you out of that inner conflict that you should be doing something else or not. It's being present, being aware, following the breath, and, you know, again, starting with the alignment of the values, and then this consciousness, this intention of why you're doing what you're doing, and in having grace with yourself, giving yourself permission that what you're doing, reduce the guilt or the should be doing something else, but being present and enjoying being in that moment, which is all there is. So, second, it doing less really fosters this clarity, this focus without the distractions, the opposite of distractions or focus. So we're not following all of the senses trying to pull us in all different directions, just honing in, this clarity. The opposite of clarity is overwhelm. And creativity. It increases that energy when we decrease and remove the effects weighing us down, then we can tap into this creative space within us that's there. But when our minds are cluttered with this endless to-do list and responsibilities, there's no room for these fresh ideas to emerge and the wisdom from within to come in and this expansion, this space that is within and around all of us. But when we can learn to simplify our lives, we create this space for the inspiration to flow, which feels better. It's a want to, it's a choose to, we get to, rather than the fear or the have to, the need from forcing that is draining us and takes our vital life force energy. So, in these moments of quietude, that the most innovative thoughts and ideas, intuitions and things for creation, innovations come. And by doing less, like allowing some space in our schedules, it cultivates this balance and well-being. And we're coming to, as it's April 1st, a solar eclipse on April 8th. And that, symbolizes balance, this balance of light and darkness. So constantly that this hustle and overextending ourselves, it leads to burnout and exhaustion. So by embracing a slower pace, by calming the nervous system to rewire these neural pathways to feel safe, to be safe in our body, to feel safe in the present moment, to feel safe to slow down, to achieve more, and by setting some boundaries to create more of what we want into our lives and honor the need, the essential need for rest and rejuvenation, which is essential. And so by doing so, we not only enhance our overall happiness, this peace, contentment, but can then extend to joy and bliss. So by this, it increases this long-term productivity, engagement, and activity. But there can be this limiting belief that we need that anxiety or that force to take action. But that drains us. That, ultimately leads to again, this burnout or this collapsing and, breakdown of our relationships and our energy, our health, our body, which then is not able to, have any productivity towards intentions and goals. So doing less encourages this presence, this awareness, when we're constantly rushing from one task to the next without creating space and pausing, we miss out on the richness of each moment. If we're trying to keep extending this goalpost, this towards perfectionism or, all this achievement, it's about asking yourself, what feeling is it that you're trying to actually achieve and receive by this, the delusions of this, goalpost of feeling, if it's not if there's the space, that this void or this lack of scarcity or not feeling enough, it's that checking in with that feeling and how is it that you can feel that by just being, whether it's worthy or adequacy or enough or safety, whatever it is, that peace, until we can just feel that within, it won't be met by these external achievements. So by, you know, slowing down, realizing, okay, it's safe to just be, it's safe to slow down and to savor the present, we deepen the connection with ourself, shifting away from this illusion, this lost sense of self, into who we truly are, the being, the soul that we truly are, beyond the mind, beyond the physical body. And then we can deepen this connection. When we have this compassion and empathy and curiosity for ourselves, we can then deepen the connection, which we all long for, with others and with the world and universe around us. So in this state of awareness, that is where this true fulfillment is experienced. So, you know, as navigating the complexities of modern life, I invite you to remember the power of doing less, resisting the temptation to equate busyness, achievement, productivity with importance, and instead embrace the simplicity that leads to true wisdom, abundance, joy, and health. And a thought-provoking quote that encapsulates this essence by Deepak Chopra is, in the midst of movement and chaos, keep stillness inside of you. So it really reminds us in the whirlwind of life that there's an immense power in cultivating our inner stillness. And it's this place of quietude that we can truly discern what is essential and find the clarity to act with intention, to act with purpose. And that's coming from a conscious choice rather than just unconsciously, not even aware of, being stuck on this hamster wheel of life. But the importance of embracing this rest and digest, rather than being driven by this force or anxiety to try to keep us safe, this ego mind of doing, but creating and rewiring these new, you know, pathways that it is safe. It is safe to be and to learn to, you know, to calm the own your own nervous system. So let's see, I'm just looking at the time here. It's, you know, just a reminder of this practice of approaching life from this state of calmness, if this is a foreign concept, if the body is used to and you know, what's more familiar is chaos over calm, you know, this frantic energy, that you're able to make decisions more thoughtfully and act more deliberately, because when decisions come from fear, they're not serving us. But when they're coming from this, you know, there's purpose, intention, and coming from love and faith and trust, then that is what's going to serve you and those around you. So, you know, calming the system through the power of your breath and different awareness practices, to be more responsive. So when challenges come our way, which they do, it's coming from this conscious choice to respond rather than the old default patterns and behaviors of reacting. And it creates, it takes creating this space, reducing the stress in our life to not be reactive, but to rest and to recharge ourselves, to be the true best version of who we are, our natural state of coming from this place of love and calm from our heart center. So in closing, there's a 6-week breath of life course that I'll put the link here as we open up into the blossoms of April. It's April 1st here today during the recording. There's a newsletter that will go out, so you can email me or go to the website if you don't get the monthly newsletters on different events and tuning in to the cycles of life, because we are along with nature. Nature teaches us that everything in nature is within us. So there's different cycles of our life, and learning to flow with those cycles and seasons, and through everything. There's this pause, this transition between all that we do. There's even this gap between our breath. So this 6-week online course, this starts May 8th, and I'll put a link here. There has been some technical difficulties with the payment processing, and it's been weeks of trying to get this resolved. So there's PayPal, there's Venmo, there's credit card. You can reach out. There's other ways if the payment isn't working. But the link here brings you to just learning a little bit more about the course, and through learning these ancient techniques through my mentors, my masters, and saints, of being taught through and initiated through, to pass this along to you on innocent techniques on how to meditate. Life is meant for meditation, to be aware of what we're doing, to experience peace and calm and bliss each day, and expanding upon that, where there's more and more through each day and week, through life's transitions and challenges, to be able to handle all with grace. So there's learning this innocent meditative practice, and a key part that, you know, hours and lifetimes of meditation until learning these key concepts, it won't take you beyond, it won't take you further with the true intention of meditation, which is union with universal consciousness, with your true essence, with this divine God consciousness, this all-pervading connection with the omnipresent creator, your highest self. And that's the intention. That's what life and meditation, the purpose is. And different breathing techniques, pranayama, breath work, to empower yourself to deepen the connection with your breath. And when we change our breath, we transform our lives. So that's just a little bit about this powerful course that starts. And again, put the link, but just reach out, because again, there's some glitches with the payment processing, to save your spot on that. And I have a new scheduling page. There's a lot of events for some group breathwork experiences, with World Breathing Day on April 11th and the solar eclipse. Mother's Day breathwork, so a lot of local events if you're in New Hampshire. And then next Sunday, which is April 6th, there's the next opportunity for online global breathwork experience from wherever you are in the world, whether you're traveling on vacation, you live in New Hampshire, outside of New Hampshire, anywhere on our home of Earth. And if you are a couple I've officiated your wedding for, then you've received that gift. You can use the code. Or if you have not joined in, your first experience is free. You can go to my website and sign up to get that code to have that first free experience. And if you have already, then you can go in and sign up. And like some say, it's, you know, the best $33 they've spent in their life. So it is April Fools. There is no fool other than just the monkey mind of fooling you with the different delusionary thoughts of individuality and separateness. So just quieting that monkey mind, that fool within, to connect with your true nature of being connected to your true self, to nature, to the universe in all, away from that delusion of separateness to unity, and in always, love, light, and liberation. Namaste.